One, the Hall of Springs offers a seasonal restaurant during the Classical Performances series here at SPAC in the summer.
Two, the Saratoga Wine and Food and Fall Ferrari Festival is SPAC's largest fundraiser and the fastest growing food and wine festival in the Northeast. This year's festival is just over a month from now, September 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Those two facts combined mean that now we shall eat and drink.
Whoa! We are joined by Capital Region restaurateur, caterer, and hospitality expert extraordinaire Angelo Mazzone of Mazzone Hospitality and Sheila Burke, the wine director for Mazzone Hospitality.
Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
It's always a pleasure being here on the show.
So you have, Angelo, you have... I mean, really, have everything covered here at SPAC. If we want to have a fine dining experience during the orchestra, if we're going to go to the Cirque de la Symphonie, we can have partake in a wonderful dinner beforehand.
And we have three different options. We have the Patrons Club, which is really reserved only for the patrons.
They're calling now. The patrons are calling right now.
They're making reservations.
To make reservations, right. Which is good. That's not a bad problem to have.
And then we have the dinner in our... grand ballroom that's available to anybody who would like to come in, and it's more of a great buffet before a big salad bar and then a sit-down dinner where they choose from four or five main items and get served, and then there's a big dessert bar, and then we have a small light menu in our jazz bar where people can come in and get a small plate of food for a nominal cost, and so there's three great options for people.
Wow.
Now, not only that, but you are, we also want to talk about this incredible food and wine and fall Ferrari festival. This is in September. It's almost a month away. And this is a huge event. And pretty much you guys just get to show off.
We try to show off, but believe it or not, it got bigger and bigger every year. We started it how many years ago? 12 years ago. And 12 years ago when we did start it, it was a small event that we held over at the Museum of Dance, and it kept growing and growing and growing. And we get thousands of people now, especially if it's a nice day. We have some celebrated chefs that come up. There's some great wineries that come up. Each year we've very luckily partnered with the Italian Trade Commission, who just brings another whole facet to the
In a Ferrari.
In a Ferrari. So anything having to do with the Italians, Italian cars, Italian wine, Italian food, there's a food tent with all Italian imported foods. It's just an incredible day.
I needed to ask Sheila a real fast question. Sheila, last night we had a fairly famous actor at our house for dinner, and I was charged with getting some wine. I had no idea what I was doing. Believe me, I didn't. And I'm just wondering, how do we go about, you know, what's always safe? What can we get that would be impressive enough so that I don't have to worry?
In terms of wine?
Yeah.
Well, the rule today is just you drink what you like.
I don't know what I like.
You don't know what you like, okay?
In fact, I don't like anything.
There's some pretty safe bets, kind of like in the middle, especially in the summer. You can do like, you know, Chardonnay is obviously an international grape, and it's
Which
easy.
Chardonnay?
Specific Chardonnays?
Yeah.
That's kind of like
Why don't we
like
try some right now and see, maybe we can find something that Alan likes.
Okay.
We have a couple of great bottles here.
Chardonnay de Coca-Cola?
You'd love this one, because you know why, Alan?
Why?
It's sweet.
Oh, I like sweet.
Ooh. Why don't we tell them about this wine, Sheila?
Well, this has got some bubbles in it.
A little bit.
Yeah, this is Moscato. This is actually a wine I brought in. It is from Piedmont. Moscato is actually kind of like, it's the refined level of what used to be called Asti Spumante. Like a lot of people years ago used to drink Asti, which was... you know, a sparkling, sweeter wine. It was kind of approachable to people who weren't quite ready for the drier levels of champagne. But Moscato is a frizzante. So what they do is they stop the fermentation earlier, so it doesn't have the as many of the frothy bubbles.
But it's like, very sweet.
It's sweet, yeah. It's perfect for dessert. It's actually really good for some cheeses because of the salt. It kind of balances out, you know. It gives you it smooths the palate because it... it is the opposite of the salty cheese.
And what's it called again? Just
this
so
is Moscato.
Moscato.
And this is actually Moscato di Asti. Mm. And Asti is a place in Piedmont and pretty famous for this grape, actually. And this is an ancient grape.
And here is the stupidest question of the day, but for those of us who are in this category, where is Piedmont?
Piedmont is in northwest Italy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's actually right near France and Switzerland, and Piedmont means the foot of the mountain.
Yep.
So it's right in the bottom of the Alps.
The greatest wines in Italy come out of the Piedmont region. It's just an incredible region. It's also one of our major sponsors this year at the Italian Food and Ferrari Festival at SPAC, and it's a cooperative of a bunch of business people that are importing food and wine from that area that's put together a consortium that is the sponsor of our great event. So it's
how many calories? How many calories in a glass of this stuff?
Lord.
Probably.
As you can see, Alan, I don't really count. Yeah. Joe and I don't count the calories.
Yes, I can.
Who cares? Just drink it, for God's sakes. What cheese would go with this?
Any of the saltier cheeses, like the blue cheese especially, that have a little bit
great.
Of the salt with it.
Would you like to try some?
No, I'll wait.
I think you really got to try the cheese and the wine together.
Okay.
So what goes with this?
Why don't I just give you a little cheese and wine.
Okay.
All right.
And this is a gorgonzola.
Ooh, a gorgonzola.
Love a gorgonzola.
That's another question I had about when you go. Yeah. Can you get gorgonzola almost anywhere, or is it special?
Gorgonzola is an Italian blue as opposed to the Danish blue.
Yeah. So I've got the blues.
Thank God
the gorgonzola blues.
And the honey will be nice
with this,
too.
You could have got anywhere with it.
So this is a great little treat.
Here you go, Joe.
Yeah.
How about
Thank
you, Alan?
Very much.
Me, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moscato's very fruity.
You can try a little of this and have a little sip of the wine. Which
okay, now
great.
What have you done here, Anthony? What kind of stuff? Okay, you put this together, right?
Yeah,
yes,
you put
I
a little honey on it. But Moscato actually is known to have peach and kind of a honeyed flavor. So
it kind of cuts the blue cheese and
from
the tartness.
Salt, and
the salt.
It pairs well with the honey, which is the sweet.
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
Wow, that is amazing.
I got to open
Man.
This.
Man. Okay, now that is a very nice combination.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. You have to take a sip of wine, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do that.
I have a little left.
And we want to thank, I guess, the Cheese Cave at the Saratoga Zone Putnam Market.
Yes.
Provided the cheese, and we thank them very much for that. That was very sweet. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, that's good stuff. And then we have is this a red?
Yeah,
wine?
The red is a Barbera.
Yeah.
Barbera is actually the most planted grape in Piedmont. This specific Barbera comes from Alba. They also have Barbera from Asti. Now, Asti and Alba are both regions. They're both areas in Piedmont. Barbera is, at one point, was just kind of a filler wine that, you know, people did while they were growing the Nebbiolo, which is famous for the Barolo and Barbaresco. But now it's refined, it has really nice red cherry flavors, and it can stand up to the strength of cheese.
Where'd you learn all this?
Well, I write a lot of wine lists, I drink a lot of wine, and I did study at several professional courts, Court of Master Sommeliers. I've done the WSET, which is...
What's a Court of a Master?
Well, we're out of time. But,
oh, sorry.
That's fine. You can call her. She'll tell you. You know what? What we're going to do is we're going to tweet out the names of the wines. So for people who want to find out what we're talking
tweet
about,
them right out.
We will tweet them out, and you will be able to find out there at WAMC Roundtable. At WAMC Roundtable. Angela Mazzone and Sheila Burke, I thank you so much for being with us. Again, the Saratoga Wine and Food and Fall Ferrari Festival is September 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being with us. Always a great pleasure. Thank you. We want to thank all of the terrific folks. It's so hard to be sad when we've had such an amazing morning, but it's not easy leaving SPAC. Sincere thanks to all of our guests who joined us this morning to bring a little taste of the Spa City to our listeners. Many thanks to SPAC's Marsha White and Shane Williams Ness for hosting us and, quite frankly, dealing with all the stuff that such a broadcast entails.
And thanks to Sarah LaDuke for producing the program. And thanks to Adam Claremont for his keen skills as the engineer here and to Dave Hopper for his keen skills back home at WAMC Central.
And thanks to Alan, of course. The Roundtable will be back on Monday. Have a great and safe weekend. Stay tuned now for Midday Magazine.